Country Club FM.
One final one there for good measure. The Almanac now at Bob, 836. Bob Almanac. Bob Almanac salute. Here to start out today's show.
What underwear am I wearing? Oh, I'm sorry, I embarrassed you, didn't I?
Oh, no.
I did.
No, not at all, Miss Lane. It's just that this platter must be made of lead.
Yes, it is, huh?
Oh, you see, I sort of have a problem seeing through lead.
Oh, that's interesting.
We are remembering Margot Kidder. Superman knows what color underwear we're all wearing. Unless that's lead underwear, which, well, that's a whole nother issue. The actress who played Lois Lane passing away, she had some bipolar and mental issues that she was very open about, was an advocate for that. And, of course, best known for playing Lois Lane. And she passed away in Montana. She was 69 years old. Just, she's perfect as Lois Lane, kind of that high-pitched voice. You got me. Who got you? I mean, it was perfect. And then she's flying with him. Margot Kidder, remembering her part of a Bob FM Almanac salute here today. Today, the Almanac Tuesday, May 15th, 135th day of the year, 230 days left to go. 1492, we fought over some interesting things back in the 15th century. It was the cheese and bread rebellion. Cheese, now it wasn't cheese versus bread, it was cheese and bread, which is a pretty good combination. Throw some mayonnaise on there. German mercenaries killed 232 residents of Alkmaar, Netherlands during the Cheese and Bread Rebellion. All joking behind, that's a lot of deaths. 1492 for the Cheese and Bread Rebellion. 1602, Cape Cod discovered by Bartholomew Gosnold. Good thing the first fish he caught was cod, not carp. Cape Carp would not have sounded good. It was Cape Cod, good old Cape Cod. Beautiful Cape Cod, 1602. 1905, Las Vegas founded on this. They've got a pretty good hockey team. I don't know if you know that. In their expansion season, Vegas founded 1905. It certainly wasn't the gambling mecca that it has become at that time, 1905. 1912, Ty Cobb. You know, there's one thing that you didn't do in the early 1900s in baseball. And one of those things was you don't heckle Ty Cobb. You also don't try and turn a double play on the man because he'll come in with his metal cleats up and it's a good bet he's going to hit an artery. But Ty Cobb rushed a heckler at a New York Highlander game and was suspended. This date, 1912. Ty Cobb, he was an ornery old cuss, wasn't he? 1918, other baseball note, Walter Johnson, who was pitching for the Washington Senators. You would never see this before or never see this again. But Walter Johnson, the big train, we kind of claim because the Senators, that's the Twins before they were the Twins. And Walter Johnson pitched an 18-inning game. He pitched all 18 innings, a complete game, 18-inning, 1-0 shutout on this date, 1918. I kind of wanted to look up and see if they had his pitch count listed anywhere, but I didn't get around to it. Walter Johnson, 1918. 1926, they took a dirigible to the North Pole. They didn't realize that ice might form on that blimp or dirigible. It was the dirigible Norge. Roald Amundsen and Lincoln Ellsworth were forced down in Alaska after a four-day flight over the ice cap. That was in 26. Things were starting to take shape in the NHL on this day, 26. New York Rangers officially granted a franchise. One of the original six, along with Chicago and Detroit, who had joined the league in November. That announcement was made this date as well, 1928, Mickey Mouse seen for the first time. He didn't speak in his first appearance in the cartoon called Plain Crazy. He appeared in a non-speaking role. He would eventually be in Steamboat Willie. That would be his first vocal appearance. And wasn't he Mortimer Mouse at first? That's a name that comes up every now and then. I think at first maybe that was the proposed name of Mickey Mouse was Mortimer. I think Walt Disney chose wisely to switch that from Mort. Not that Mortimer is a bad name. We need more Mortimers. I mean, Mort for short. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. If I was going to have a kid, Mortimer would be right on top of the list as far as names. 1928, Mickey Mouse. 1930, Ellen Church became the first airline stewardess. This is somewhat historic, but at the same time, not all that great because it wasn't a prestigious L.A. to New York run. It was San Francisco to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Well, we don't know about the stewardess thing. Let's try it on one of our least popular flights. San Francisco to Cheyenne. They call that the rodeo run out to Cheyenne on a United Airlines flight, 1930, this date. Did they serve peanuts, pretzels? Did they allow peacocks on back then, 1930? They're not allowing goats now. That was in the story in the news today. No more emotional, I was going to say emotional rescue. That was a song by the Rolling Stones. No more emotional support goats allowed on flights anymore. How can they deny that? 1940, nylons went on sale. First time, women and bank robbers rejoice. 1940, holds everything in place. It works really nice. 1941, Joe DiMaggio of the New York Yankees began his hitting streak. 56 games, game one against the White Sox this date, 41. Something funny happened to Elvis Presley on this date. He inhaled a cap from one of his teeth, had to be taken to the hospital, and that cap from his tooth had to be removed from his lung, not just in his esophagus or his trachea, but in his lung. 1957, Elvis. 1972, this date in the news. Audio time.
Then, as the governor of Alabama moves out to press flesh with his followers, a hand pokes a gun through the crowd.
This was the date that Democratic presidential candidate George Wallace, in an assassination attempt, shot and left paralyzed. He had to leave the campaign. It happened in Maryland. It's chilling video. It's up-close video. Arthur Bremer, the man later convicted and sentenced, is shown in the video, in the film, clapping and smiling like he's supporting George Wallace. Hey, we love you. I'm going to vote for you. Then he pulls out a gun and shoots him again. He does survive, but is paralyzed, and he would live to be lived into the 90s, not his age 90s, but in the 1990s. That was in 72 and 73. Oh, more baseball.
And 1973 was to be his banner year. On May 15th at Kansas City, Ryan pitched his first Major League no-hitter, blanking the Royals 3-0.
Nolan Ryan got his start in the 60s with the Mets, but it wasn't until he moved to the American League that he got his first no-hitter. It was this date in 73. Seven no-hitters for the Ryan Express. Of course, he connected a number of times on Robin Ventura, if you remember as a baseball fan. Robin crashed and stormed the mound the one time. He put him in a headlock and, okay, no-hitter 8, no-hitter 9, because Robin Ventura wasn't able to hit back, so that's a no-hitter, right? So if you include Robin Ventura, he had like 15 or 16 no-hitters. Seven officially for Nolan Ryan. That was in 73. If you remember this song, I'm gonna drive to your house and bow down. It's the Fawn song. How did this only go to number 91 on the charts? I don't know. He's the Fawns. That's the group's name is the Hayettes. The number 91. It topped out on this date. The Fawn song. Fawns was hot. 1981.
That castaway clown and his crew return in an all-new world premiere movie.
Ready when you are.
With special guest stars, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Who are the Harlem Globetrotters?
And Scatman Crothers.
We're going to show them some jazz, pizzazz, and razzmatazz.
Basketball's crazies team up with the castaway zanies.
G-I-L-L-I-G-A-N.
And now, the Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island.
How they got there, I don't know, but I know one thing, that when you think of the pick and roll in basketball, there are two outstanding performers when it comes to the pick and roll. You've got your John Stockton and your mailman Malone, and then you got Skipper and Gilligan, probably right up there, maybe 1A and 1B with those two pairs. But how the Globetrotters, Gilligan's Island, that's so absurd, it doesn't even warrant any kind of a response or comment. But that aired for the first time. I'm 11 and I'm going, what? 1981. How about 85?
Now repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed.
If you're fans of the TV show Dynasty.
With this ring, I thee wed.
Ooh, the prince. Prince Michael of Moldavia.
You are now united as husband.
Married into the Carrington family, and then everybody got shot up. It was a big, big setup. Everybody got shot. It was the last episode of the season. People are lying on the floor. We don't know who's dead. Is Blake dead? Who's dead? Is Alexis dead? We don't know. 1985. I was more into Dukes of Hazzard at that time, but that's Dynasty for you. That's history. 91, U.S. President George H.W. Bush. Bush 1 takes Queen Elizabeth to the Oakland A's Baltimore Oriole game. And, of course, before that, the CIA and Secret Service had to sweep the game in Baltimore, make sure that Reggie Jackson wasn't there, because we know the last time that Queen Elizabeth went to a ball game out in Los Angeles, Reggie Jackson tried to assassinate the Queen. So that was in 91. And in 99, the Russian parliament, unable to attain enough votes to impeach President Boris Yeltsin. He was, how could you try and impeach the affable, the lovable Boris Yeltsin? What in the world? Yeah, he had his vodka. He liked it. But did that affect his ability to rule? I think it helped. So that was in 99. Birthdays now today.
Have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. Now,
do you remember who Wavy Gravy was? I barely do. He was an entertainer. He was a peace activist. He had no front teeth. He looked like a hockey player, to be honest. He is celebrating. He's still alive today. He is 82.
I had a hammer. A hammer.
Just the name Wavy Gravy. I understand B.B. King gave him that name. Trini Lopez, happy birthday. He's 81. If he had a hammer, I believe he also has a lemon tree, and he's 81. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. She served under President Bill Clinton. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, 81.
Since I fell for you.
'63, Lenny Welch is one hit wonder. Since I Fell for You on Oldies Bob FM. So 80 today for that guy, Lenny Welch. Lainey Kazan, 78. Don't mess with the Zohan. She was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. She appeared on The Nanny and in the last few episodes of King of Queens.
Oh, obviously I would pay you.
Nonsense. Working with Ava St. Clair would be payment enough.
Oh, wonderful.
Of course, I'd expect you to cover my travel expenses.
Absolutely.
And I'd need a new suit and some walking around money.
Are you sure you don't want me to just pay you?
I will not take a dime.
She sang the song, You Can Lick My Lollipop, But You Can't Lick Me, on King of Queens. Lainey Kazan, or Kazan, 78. KT Oslin, I'm going to play a full song of hers coming up. She's certainly worthy of that. She is 76.
Take it easy on me. It should be easy to see.
Member of Little River Band, the guy who wrote a lot of their songs. Glenn Shirokman was kind of their main lead singer, but Graham Goble wrote a lot of their hits. He's singing harmony here on Take It Easy on Me. Graham Goble is 71. An actor by the name of Nicholas Hammond. He was the one who, the most famous Brady Bunch episode, I think, is the one where Peter throws the football and it hits Marcia in the nose. And guess what? The guy who played Doug Simpson, the guy who said something suddenly came up.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Marcia. Hi. Hey, Marcia, wait up. Your nose is okay, huh?
Yeah.
Marcia, I was looking for you. My aunt, who was coming to town, well, she changed her plans, and so our date for Saturday night is still on, okay?
Sorry, Deb. I can't make it.
You can't?
Something suddenly came up.
Oh, Marcia, you got her. Marcia learned a valuable lesson, as so many of the Brady kids did. And when I think about that pass by Peter Brady, I'm reminded of the Logan Morrison throw last night during the Twins game. They both equally were off the mark. Oh, my nose. So that guy is Nicholas Hammond. He also was the Amazing Spider-Man in that late 70s television show that went for 2 or 3 years. And he's one of the older Von Trapp babies and boys. He is having a birthday today. He's 68. George Brett, pretty good hitter. 3,000 hit club, Hall of Famer, 65. When I hear this music, I think of, among other things, projectile vomiting. Tubular Bells from The Exorcist, Mike Oldfield. Michael Oldfield 65. The show Mad Houston was a heck of a program, and it was really ABC trying to have their own version of Magnum PI, and Lee Horsley was Mad Houston. He's 63 today. Dan Patrick from ESPN, welcome to the big show. He's 62 today. Emmett Smith is 49. John Smoltz is 51. Lost to the Twins. Poor John Smoltz. Pitched well, just not well enough to beat Jack Morris in the Twins game 7. He's 51. Ray Lewis may or may not be a murderer. Depends on who you ask. Ray Lewis, the football linebacker, I'm sure to be Hall of Famer, 43. Former Twin.
Here's the 0-1. Swinging a high fly ball to left. This is hit deep. Mikolviak to the track. He's at the fence. Three homer game for Morneau. A two-run job here in the seventh with Maurer aboard.
Three homer. Boy, the White Sox announcers couldn't be more excited. Justin Morneau had to retire earlier than I thought he you know, should have or would have had he not had those concussion issues. He was definitely on his way to maybe a Hall of Fame career. He would have been another MVP, I'm sure. He was on his way to another MVP season that year that he got hit in the head, sliding into second base. Justin Morneau, he's back with the Twins, helping out. He is 37. Gone but not forgotten now, we have Lyman Baum, the author of the book, The Wizard of Oz. The book is different than the movie. It's darker, and the ruby slippers are silver and not ruby red. They're silver slippers. Lyman Baum, Wizard of Oz author, 1856. Our former First Lady of the day, Ellen Louise Axon Wilson, born on this date, 1860. Woodrow Wilson's, you can use the process of elimination there. Woodrow Wilson's wife, 1860. Richard Daley, former Chicago mayor, 1902 this date. Joseph Wiseman.
Clumsy effort, Mr. Bond. You disappoint me. I'm not a fool, so please do not treat me as one. And that table knife, please put it back.
Dr. No, 1918, born on this date. He was also Buck Rogers in the 25th century as well. Wasn't Buck Rogers, but he was in it. And Eddie Arnold, what a voice.
Make the world go away. And get it off my shoulder.
Eddie Arnold, born on this date. He would have been 100 today, 1918, for the one and only Eddie Arnold, one of the most successful country recording acts in the history of country recording acts. There you go. That's the Almanac. Neil will be back here. He'll do it again. He misses it severely. So he'll be back tomorrow. I'll play the KT Osland song coming up right now. John Anderson, Bob FM.
It's Friday night, baby. Get ready, set, go.